The music of the spheres. The music of the spheres, a harmonious universe like a harp. Its rhythms are the equal repeated seasons, the beating of the heart. Day, night, the going and returning of migratory birds, the cycles of stars and corn, the mimosa that unfolds by day and folds up again by night, rhythms of moon and tide, one single rhythm in planets, atoms, sea, and apples that ripen and fall, and in the mind of Newton, melody, accord, arpeggios, the harp of the universe, unity behind apparent multiplicity. Good morning and welcome, everyone, to the annual Unitarian Universalist Musicale right here in Manhattan in this fellowship. We welcome each and every one of you. Allow this morning's music to help the dust of the week to settle. May it bring you sustenance like this weekend's rain, soaking into the parched earth, allowing life to continue and flourish in all of its diversity. May it refresh your mind and your heart, so that you are more able to bring forth life that is progressive and good and heals the wounded. May this music do all those things this morning. Welcome. Music, the universal language, like the light of the sun, has the power to reach everyone. May the light of our chalice lift our spirits and vision so that we may sense and see what connects us all to this life. I draw your attention to the announcements which are in the order of service, and in addition to those, I have one. There is a UU Fellowship dinner, and if you're interested in attending, there will be a sign-up outside in the narthex. It will be Friday, September 7th, 6 to 9 at Marilyn Caldwell and Steve Mulls. So if you're interested, please sign up. Now let us take a moment before the music begins to hear what joys and sorrows move through the lives of all of you. So if you have a joy that's personal or a sorrow that's personal, please share it now.
I'm Michael Oldfather, and I'm trying my best to make this sound like a joy. Our good friends Marilyn Caldwell and Stephen Mull are in the process of tying up whatever loose ends may still be appearing for their move to New York State. And I think about how we will go forward without them, and it does not become anything remotely resembling a joy. Since 1998, when we have needed somebody to play some music for us, to accompany a singer or a horn player, or just tend to the business of making music an important part of this congregation's life, Marilyn or Steve or both of them have been there. So I hope you'll join me in wishing them well, trying not to feel betrayed by their departure, knowing that they are going on to something that is better for them, if not better for us. We'll miss you, Marilyn, Steve.
I'm Melissa McKee. Some of you know this and are slightly surprised to see David and I here today. But David and I will be moving at the end of the week to the west suburbs of Chicago for David's work. K-State needs David at Fermilab, so we will. This is our last Sunday with you, so we wanted a chance to say goodbye.
In spite of the rain, we celebrated our annual summer picnic yesterday at the Keats shelter. And we have a wonderful picture of Mark and Terry at the grill with an umbrella. But the rest of us were undercover, so it was fun. We had lots of good food and fun.
Hello, my name is Mark Long, and I have a joy that my son Colton ate his breakfast by himself this morning.
Hi, I'm Michaela Severs. And my joy is that I get to perform with my dad today. And I also have my mom, Deb, and my grandma, Doris, here.
So for all that's been expressed, let us keep them in our mind and heart, and also be mindful that there are many joys and sorrows that have not been shared. So be mindful of that as well. So, let us begin.
As the choir is coming forward, I'd like to say a word.
I sang it this summer with a group of, mature choristers, mostly from the Washington, D.C. area, and fell in love with the song. It's a setting of... a fragment of poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, who was among the very first African Americans whose poetry and other writings appeared in places where all Americans might read them. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and the piece that, or part of it, to just read to you. No lips may lift a word of praise. I'm sorry. No one may hear the voice I raise. No lips may lift a word of praise, but inside I feel my spirit swell, and I sing my song, and all is well.
A song is a color. I'll be playing a piece I'm sure you've all heard of. It's just called Variations on a Theme by Schumann. Very well-known piece played by every beginning musician. What's interesting are the five variations that follow. And in the tradition of a theme and variations, you really should wait until the end before plotting, well, or not.
Try to hold it in.
Okay. One, two.
Thank you.
This song turns sad, but there is a happy ending. I learned to sing it at the stage of a party when folks were feeling no pain. So I just alert you that it might help if you could imagine yourselves painless. As I sat down one evening, 'twas in a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to me these words did say, "I see that you're a logger and not just a common bum, 'cause nobody but a logger stirs his coffee with his thumb. My lover was a logger, there's none like him today. If you'd pour whiskey on it, he'd eat a bale of hay. My lover came to see me, 'twas on a wintry day. He held me in a fond embrace, which broke three vertebrae. He kissed me when we parted, so hard that he broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he'd forgotten his Mackinaw. I watched my lover leaving, a-sauntering through the snow, a-going gaily homeward at 48 below. The weather, it tried to freeze him, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. It froze clear down to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my logger love. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I've come, and here I waited for someone who stirred his coffee with his thumb.
If you would get out your hymnals, the Singing the Journey, what we call our teal hymnals. These are our new ones that we're trying to learn songs. And there's a section in there that I particularly like called the Earth-Centered Tradition Songs. And so I've put together a medley on page 1067. For some reason, the first one starts on 1000 in this book. 1067, and then go to 1064 and kind of put your finger in there, because I'm going to sing this song, and I'm asking you to join me on the last verses. So on the first one in 67, I'll sing the first four verses, and I'll cue you in to join me on the fifth verse, and then we'll go to 64, and I'll sing the first two verses, and I'll cue you in to come in on the third verse. And these songs mean a lot to me because the Earth-Centered Traditions mean a lot to me, and especially the Four Directions and the Blue Boat Home for me is a beautiful song about the Earth. So listen to the words, too. They're very beautiful. Mother Earth, beloved garden, living treasure underfoot, all our days you ground our being, sage and thistle, grass and root, herbs to heal us, plants to feed us, land to till and tend and plow. With the pendant deep as midnight north, we ask you be here now. Father Air, your inspiration holds together all that lives. As we breathe, our minds see clearly, leading us to love and give. Raging whirlwind, whispered breezes, violent gale and gentle cloud. With the blade as sharp as morning east, we ask you be here now. Brother Fire, great transformer, share the passion of the sun. In our hearts your warmth revives us, cooks our food and treats our home. Flaming candle blood within us blazes, desert will to grow. With the one directing power south, we ask you be here now. Sister water ever flowing, ocean, river, pond and rain, drink we now and quench our thirsting, cleanse us, we begin again. Mist and iced, a host of changes, all that courage will allow. With the cup, the holy chalice, west, we ask you be here now. Lover, spirit, intuition, in the center of our souls, in your love we find relation, all connected we are whole. Timeless mystery, quiet conscience, deepest values, voice inside. With the drum and with the cauldron, this we ask you be our guide. Though below me I feel no motion, standing on these mountains and plains, far away from the rising ocean, still my dry land heart can say, I've been saved. Drifting here with my ship's companion. souls, all we kindred pilgrim souls, making our way by the lights of the heavens in our beautiful blue earth home. I give thanks to the waves upholding me, hail the great winds urging me on, greet the infinite sea.
Whatever you do, do it heartily. When you listen, listen fully. When you give, give generously. Let us with good cheer, good heart, share and be thankful for all the gifts that we have.
Thank you. Doug probably didn't know I was going to use this, but still not. There you go. I just wanted to mention that in the program, our pieces are reversed. And we're going to do the minuetto first and then the andante. But this is the woodwind trio. And it's a joy for me to play with father and daughter.
One off.
Off now?
Thank you.
ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier, tu peux s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà, oublier le temps des malentendus, et le temps perdu à savoir comment, oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois, qui ont à coup de pourquoi le corps du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu des fois leur cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pour te rencontrer. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler, je me cacherai là à te regarder, danser et sourire, et à t'écouter, chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi, moi, devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas.
You are part of an experiment. We will be looking for ways to accompany hymns, and one possibility is a trio to do it. And so we're going to try that out. Number 49 in the hymnal. What we'll do is we will play it through once, and then we'll give you a little bit of direction. So there's no reason that a congregation can't sing and hold notes longer than they're written and slow down at appropriate places and sound musical. You're going to get the opportunity to do that. But first, we'll play it through once. direction here. When we sing it, we'll sing it pretty straight for the first three verses and the first two-thirds of the last verse. Then we'll slow it down a little bit. We'll play about from sore to starry, about from that part right. You can hear what we're going to do, what you're going to do with us. On your feet. Stand if you're able. Okay, first verse here. All right, ready? All right.
May this morning's musical celebration bring joy to your hearts this day and the days to come. May its beauty resound in the mind. May it inspire us to reach beyond what we know for the larger truth. May it help us to bring peace and love into the world. Let us go in that spirit.